Talk to me.
Listen live or listen on your schedule 24/7. Log on, listen, and learn. WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Get Ready for Love with your hosts, Vivica and the Buck.
This is the Get Ready for Love show, your weekly Internet radio supply of love and support. Our topic is love and money. We've talked about acceptance, funk, and Nikon. Now we'll tap into a phenomenal woman's invisible means of support and learn how to create the same for ourselves. We'll return with our guest, Marilyn Janae, and how to count on a lot more than ourselves. This program is broadcast to you by WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Here at WS Radio, we found a great new way to promote our business without spending the big bucks. It's called brand mail. And what it does is amazing. It takes every email we send out and makes them look like a business letter, including logo and signature. With brand mail, there's nothing to download and install. I just continue using my email program like I did before. You know, email is the primary form of communications these days, so it's just common sense to make it work better for us effortlessly. And there's more. You can even include audio marketing messages in every email you send out. Brand mail with audio can optionally link to audio messages like this ad you're listening to. And the price is right. It's just $10 to sign up and less than $5 a month for basic brand mail. To sign up now, go to www.emailthatsells.com. Sign up today and you'll be eligible for an extra month of service free. That's emailthatsells.com. Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Talk to me.
Listen live or listen on your schedule 24/7. Log on, listen, and learn. WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Get Ready for Love with your hosts, Vivica and the Buck.
So we have a very special name for tonight's segment. This segment is called Money and Your Invisible Means of Support. We have with us Marilyn Janae, the founder and teacher of the Feel Free to Prosper program. Marilyn, welcome to the Get Ready for Love show.
Hello.
I tell you though, I'm having a hard time with my peeps and Buck Jr. because
I was
telling them about this, invisible means of support, and they just really want to work hard, and they want to do it all themselves, and they don't want any invisible help. But I'm open to what you have to say, Marilyn.
Well,
I want the invisible help.
Oh, now you do. can we share with them, do you think?
I have something very good to start with them. There's a law called the Law of Reversed Effort. It means the harder you try to do something, the less chance you have of achieving it.
I'm familiar with that law. What about you, Buck Jr.? Is that one of your laws?
I'm succeeding in or not succeeding in? The harder I try. Say that again.
The harder you try
to achieve it.
Trying is a negative. Trying implies to the subconscious mind that you may not succeed. Remember what Yoda said in Star Wars?
Yes.
There is no try. We do.
That.
There is no try.
I was just thinking of Master Yoda.
Remember the law of reversed effort.
So what should I do? Just go play softball and forget about it? Or
no, you do exactly what I tell you to do.
We're going
to
find out here.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah, Buck Jr. was kind of floating around in Maryland, and he heard the topic was love and money, so we have him tonight.
I'm here.
Now, are you here for love or money or both, Buck?
Both. I need both.
Well, guess what? If you tune into what I tell you, you can attract both, and you don't even have to work hard at it.
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, we got his attention, didn't we?
Now, let's see if we can do anything with my peeps. My peeps?
Yes.
Are you up for any money? A little extra
Absolutely.
Money?
Absolutely. It's never enough. Please, more.
Ah, oh, I'm glad you said that, because this is your first lesson. You got a lesson, peeps.
I can't wait.
Never,
That is your, you know, there are buzzwords. There are words that we use that drop right in the subconscious. You're going to learn a little bit about this in a few minutes, but we need to eliminate those from our minds. Here's one of my favorite sayings my students know. If you don't want it, don't say it.
Hmm.
Because the subconscious hears everything. You know when you go to the
nice.
Movies, the THX sound, the audience is listening? Well, the subconscious is always listening. So from now on, that expression, there is never enough, it does not belong to you anymore. That's it. Can't say it anymore.
Nice.
How about that? How about plenty? Don't even say there's always enough. How about there's always plenty?
You
or people that say, I never win anything, and of course they never do because they just said it, right?
You don't know how powerful the word is, all of you. Are you ready to make this change? Are you really ready for this transition into more prosperity?
I'm ready.
Are you serious or are you all wishy-washy?
I'm ready.
No, I don't use the word never. I got rid of it.
Are you ready to transition, Buck Jr.?
I'm ready.
Come on. Do you want more success? You want more prosperity?
Let's do it.
My
I'm
peeps?
Giving you simple
Absolutely.
Keys. This is not hard work. This is simple. In fact, when I send out my first lesson to students, they say, well, this looks so simplistic. It is simple. The universe is not that complicated. We make it complicated. It's simple, but nobody does it. That's the problem.
So all we have to do is do it. Okay.
Just do it.
We are ready.
It's not about intellectualizing. It's not about understanding everything about it. It's about do this, you get results, okay? And I'll try to give you in the short time some real keys.
Cool.
How to do that. Okay, let's start here. The universe, as we know it, as we think we know it and see it and experience it, it's what we think we see and know and see around it, that's not all there is. We know that. We have a sense of that. We know that there are laws of physics and laws of chemistry, all kinds of laws that have been proven by other people. We accept them. But what most of us are not aware of is that there are mental and spiritual laws that govern our existence. And we may know something about them. Come on, how many books have you read? How many seminars have you taken? What we don't know is how to relate to them and how to put them to use, how to apply them.
And this is what you have been working on for, 30 years?
I never thought I would teach. I use this for myself. How do I know these laws exist? Because I have used them. I changed my entire life. I succeeded using them. I don't want to just read and hear what someone else has to say. I need to experience something, and that's what you all need to do. Because the minute you do, that confidence and your belief in these laws will change your life.
Hmm.
See, when we were born, no one gave our parents a manual on the laws of the universe. They thought they knew about parenting, but not about what could really create lives for their children. Okay, now the universe is always in motion. We know it's vibrating, it's pulsating, it's resonating. The magnetizing force at the molecular level, everything is movement, it's pure energy. And what we're talking about here, that invisible means of support, is the pure formless substance of the universe. If we're spiritual, we can think of it in terms of God or spirit or the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can address it mentally as infinite intelligence, universal mind. I mean, we've all heard these expressions. If we're really brave, we take a giant leap into the area of quantum physics, and there it's known as the field of all possibilities.
Hmm.
And
like
thank
that.
God Hollywood has caught up. We now have that movie, What's the Bleep? I haven't seen it yet, but it's playing to, you know, sold-out crowds. What the bleep do we know?
Oh,
supposedly
yeah.
It's going to teach us all about quantum physics and thoughts being reality, and it's all coming to the forefront. So this substance is all around us. It's like air. Now, if we don't inhale, it does not mean that air doesn't exist. And this pure, formless substance, spiritual, mental, however you want to conceive it, is all around us, and it's waiting for us to recognize it and to use it, and it wants to create, it wants to attract things to us, it wants to guide us to inspired action, to magnetize, to bring us whatever we want. And how do we know this exists, that it's not just theory or something Marilyn says exists? By its responsiveness and the results we get when we align ourselves to it. So, now here's the question. How do we align ourselves to
it? Yes, that's my question.
How do we use it? We start through the channel of our mind. The key is the subconscious mind. We must till the soil. We must till the mental garden. That's our key. Because from the time we were born, maybe even before we were born in the womb, we were instilled, our subconscious minds, that inner mind was instilled with beliefs and faulty, I call it faulty wiring. We have taken on the beliefs and the thoughts and the negative patterns of those around us, our parents, our teachers, the media. We have been exposed to all of that in it, and it's sitting there. We could never take anything out of the mind. The subconscious is the most fantastic computer that you could ever imagine. It has perfect memory of everything you've ever said, experienced, thought, felt. And we're not going to take anything out of the mind. What we do is we create a new dominant thought in the subconscious. We need to break through that negative conditioning that's telling us we can't afford, there's not enough, we can't succeed, or why am I not succeeding? What am I doing wrong?
There's not enough love, all those.
You're not doing anything wrong. You just had faulty wiring. Now, here is a very, very important key. The subconscious, and this is what I believe is missing out there in the world. There's a lot of good material out there. Good teachers. Most of my teachers were the brilliant minds of the centuries that were long gone, but some are still living. But a lot of the modern gurus do not teach about the resistance of the subconscious. Therefore, we read the books. We go to the seminar. You get jazzed up for a week, and then you're back to normal, or the book ends up on the shelf. Because you don't know how to apply, you don't know how to utilize all that good information so that the subconscious can accept it, because it's going to resist.
I'm really happy to hear this, Marilyn, because I've done a lot of work, and obviously I have a lot of resistance going on based on results. So I'm really interested in hearing how do we work with the subconscious?
Let me tell you a little bit about affirmations. We all know about affirmations, right? That's the thing now.
Got it.
I have an intuitive feeling that 80% of the people that use affirmations don't get results. And here's the reason. If you have a subconscious pattern of lack or a certain mindset, and you say, well, I am wealthy, I am prosperous, what is really going to happen? Because the subconscious will resist. We know this because just try to break a habit. What will happen is the subconscious is going to argue, it's going to resist, and your entire being is going to feel like you're lying. And then you're going to look around and say, yeah, I'm wealthy, I'm prosperous, sure, all right, give me a break. Yeah, look at that. And what are you thinking more of right now? Now you have created more of a consciousness of what?
Thinking more about lack.
Exactly. And the way the subconscious works is that what it accepts as an existing reality in the now moment is what you produce in your life. Your thoughts and your feelings in the now moment. Now this is a bit of an advanced lesson here, but I think you can handle it.
We're here.
The whole purpose of prosperity lessons and techniques is to get you to the point to accept that what you want exists now. There is nothing but now in consciousness. I just want you to know that 10 minutes from now it's going to be now, and tomorrow when it comes it's going to be now. It's always now, and that's what the subconscious reacts to. Now, the reason we want to work with the subconscious, we want it to accept a new dominant thought. And once it does that, you have opened a pipeline through your subconscious to that, once you've gotten the negative debris that is the blockage. That's what people say, I feel like there's a block somewhere. Well, that's what it is.
And that's how I feel. I feel like I have a block. Yeah.
Once that block is released, and my average student, it takes about 2 weeks to shift the consciousness, but once that block is released, you are now open to that formless substance, to the universal mind, remember, however you conceive it, to the gifts it has for you. It's all there for you. It's unlimited, the field of unlimited possibilities. Then you can focus the attention, the intention on what you want, and it will respond. It will move all the forces in the universe to get you what you want. Now, when my website will be done tomorrow of every time, we've been working on it for a long time. Monica's done an incredible job. You will read stories that I have in there about how I've used this and how I have quickly put these laws to use to create some pretty amazing results. I mean, this is, as example, you'll also see how students have done this. What we must do, we must get the subconscious gently. We must influence the subconscious to accept the new idea so it won't argue and won't resist. It's kind of like housebreaking a puppy, you know. Got to be firm but gentle. But you can't force it, because if you force it, it will argue and you'll get the opposite of what you want. And affirmations, by the way, are excellent, but you need to know how to use them. The form of affirmations, the wording is very important. There are many types of affirmations. You have to know when to use what type of affirmation, but when you do it correctly, they're very, very effective.
And I have a question for you, Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
What positive affirmation could I start using to help me conceive a child?
Well, I'll tell you what you do. And when I'm going to have Monica, I'm going to pull off my network, my Feel Free to Prosper network. There is a story of one of my students who wanted her two daughters to to get pregnant. They're in different cities in Canada. And she wanted them both pregnant at the same time, so one wouldn't feel bad because the other got pregnant. She didn't. And they not only got pregnant within, I think, within days of each other, but one had twins. So she wrote a whole network result on that. I can direct you later to that also. Now you're asking, you're taking me out of the realm of money and love into pregnancy. Wow, Pete.
Just ask for a simple positive affirmation.
I wanted to hear about the money part.
Yeah, they want to hear. I'll tell you what I'll be happy to do. I will be happy to write up an affirmation for you. I want to know a little bit more about your mindset, your personality, and I would be happy to do that on a personal level and work with you on that.
That'd be wonderful.
You're a lucky duck.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't really professed to be the, you know, the pregnancy producing queen here. But
well, I believe it's all connected.
The field of sorry, Buck.
I believe it's all connected. But
right.
Buck Jr. is back there thinking, oh, I could help her get pregnant.
You might want to start therapy.
That's a
start. A donor, I'm saying. Whatever you want to call it.
I have all that all taken care of, Buck Jr.
Let's get back to love and money here. I want to hear more about this.
And I have first dibs here.
I have a feeling about money more than love.
What can we say about the money?
I have first dibs here because Marilyn's going to help me get ready for my trip.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to her first. So, Marilyn, can you help me get ready for my trip? What am I taking off with me that I'm going to work on?
You know what you're going to do?
What am I going to do?
Well, bring it back a richer woman. How's that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you some nuts and bolts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No universal mind stuff. I'm going to go into nuts and bolts.
And you have 1 minute and 30 seconds, my friend.
You're going to be a scientist brewing a new prosperity consciousness in the laboratory.
Okay.
No contamination allowed here. Therefore, number one, you're going to watch the habitual words and phrases that you say and eliminate those words, I can't afford, there's not enough, oh, I better not buy that now, there's not enough, anything you say. Words like, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Anything. I'm stressed. Get rid of those negative words. A lot of them you don't know you're saying because they're habits. Secondly, when you leave for your trip, to the time you come back, and I really mean forever, but I'm going to be gentle with you here.
Thank you.
No negative statements about finances to anyone, to yourself. I didn't say don't think them. I'm not going to be that hard on you, but no negative words about finances. If you're around people who are negative, you have two choices. Get away from them while you're shifting your consciousness, or tell them. In no uncertain terms, just tell them, we are not going to talk negatively about money or finances. And that's it. Your subconscious is hearing it all. It doesn't know who it relates to.
Okay, I'm going to take this with me, Marilyn, and I'm going to report back to you.
Wonderful.
And this is going to be a real good test for me. But I got you by my side, and I want to, wait, jump in here. Marilyn, your website is www.feelfreetoprosper.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to having you back on the show in just a couple of weeks now.
Thanks so much, Vivica.
Thank you,
bye,
Marilyn.
Good night.
Bye for
good
now.
Night.
Sick and tired of watered down talk radio? Right back. Listen to WS Radio. WS Radio, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
It takes some people a little longer than others to get into the latest technology. For instance, Unicorn Jewelry has been open for 24 years in the same location in San Diego, California, offering one of the largest selections of loose and mounted diamonds and jewelry on the West Coast. Well, lately it dawned on them that there was a need for a quality jewelry presence on the internet, one that is backed by a company with credentials. Well, www.unicornjewelry.com is their new baby, and their vision is to make it the best online site in the world for diamonds, jewelry, watches, and other fine gifts. From Movado, Citizen Seiko, and Omega to Scott Key, Martin Flyer, Art Carved, Ritz, and more, Unicorn Jewelry offers only quality names, backed up by a long-standing tradition. Please visit their new website, unicornjewelry.com, serving San Diego since 1981, now serving the world 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Unicornjewelry.com.